Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I did ask the show for a homework assignment over the weekend about the Cavs, the Browns schedule, which comes out on Thursday. And, of course, Browns beat reporter Daryl is in studio and is always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Plus, people are saying that the Tom Brady roast was amazing on Netflix last night. I guess it was a live event.
I missed it. I was sleeping.
I was obviously not watching it as well, but the internet has had some clips emerge. We wondered, I knew about the roast. We didn't really talk about it. The Cavs have been in the playoffs and everything.
But social media is ablaze this morning with
yes,
the clips.
And
from
I did wonder if they would go there on a few of the things, and it looked like they did.
They went everywhere, according to some of the clips that I've seen, and some of the clips may or may not be allowed to be repeated on this show.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll run it by standards and we'll
practices.
Talk to the lawyers. That's
we'll
right.
Run it by the legal department. See
845.
What they have to say.
845 if they'll let us play it. 216-474-0092. Before we get to, you know, how significant a series win this is, because I'm seeing reaction right now. People tweeting the show. I'm seeing some reaction of it's just the magic. Who cares? Embarrassing it had to go to seven games. And I'm like, you clearly were not at that game yesterday. Like, the people that were at that game in the second half chanting, we want Boston or bring on Boston. Like, Daryl, you were there. People were going absolutely nuts, and they appreciated what Donovan Mitchell was able to do. I mean, yeah, the same fans that were booing early on, but the team turned it around in a big way. And a note on Donovan Mitchell here that I was just really perplexed. So, you know, he had struggled in those road games in Orlando. And every time I would bring up, well, guys, he's not even close to 100%.
In game 3 and 4.
Yeah, game 3 and 4. He's clearly not 100%. He's clearly limping. The broadcasters are talking about it.
Yeah.
His coach is talking about it. Donovan kind of refuses to, because you're just not going to give the opponent an edge. You're not going to say anything about your injury.
And he refused to yesterday after the game.
And I love that about him. I absolutely love that about him. But anybody who's watched Donovan Mitchell knows clearly is banged up. Now, you do get to this point in the season, most players are banged up with something.
Right.
But it doesn't always alter the way they play. Donovan, this has completely altered his game. You can see. He does not have anywhere near the explosiveness. I mean, the way he's finishing around the rim is all below the rim.
Yeah.
We know that Donovan Mitchell, when he's at his peak, it's Dwayne Wade. It's flying around. And, you know, so he had to scale that back and rely on all the footwork. And he is unbelievable at that. And think about having to go toe-to-toe with a guy like Jalen Suggs, who's younger than him, who is very physical and is going to make you work and has a never-ending motor.
And he had a few circus finishes at the rim yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, He never ceases to amaze me.
So I was amazed, and I want to get into the psychology of this a little bit. The fans that were in my mentions after 50 points and then calling Danny's show over the weekend were making it seem like the reason they lost the game is because Donovan Mitchell was a ball hog and because it reverted back to, you know, an offense with no movement and Donovan having to do everything on his own and like he was freezing out the shooters. And I'm like, did you watch the same game I did? I saw the other shooters. Yeah, hot potato to the point where they were like, here, Donovan, bail us out.
Would you like me to explain real quick?
Yes, go
why
ahead.
The Cavaliers lost game six?
Go ahead.
Evan Mobley had 3 points. Isaac Okoro had 4. Well, that's to be expected. George Niang had 3. Not great. Caris LeVert, he did get in the scoring column 1 single point. Like, you're not going to win games that way. I'm sorry. And there's only so much Donovan could do down the stretch. I mean, what was it? The final, 16, 18 minutes of that game? No other Cavaliers scored a point other than Donovan Mitchell. The only difference between Donovan Mitchell's Game 6 performance and LeBron James's performance against the Pistons that saw him score the final 25 is the final outcome of the game. The Cavaliers won the game that LeBron ball hogged, as I do that in air quotes, right, to go along with the premise that you brought up with some of the fan reaction. They won that game. The Cavs couldn't get it done, even though Donovan drops a 50-piece in a game six.
Yeah, he did, thank you.
He did everything he could to single-handedly carry the Cavaliers to the conference semifinals and avoid a game seven. There was nothing else Donovan Mitchell could do. The problem was there was plenty his teammates could do, and none of them showed up. None of them.
So here's what's going on, because I think I know exactly mentally where fans were at, because I've been there before. I've done this with certain players over the years. When I think a player is no longer going to be in Cleveland, you start to talk bad about him out the door. You kick him out the door every single time.
Right.
And it's not unique to Cleveland. It's what all the fans do around sports. You preemptively strike against the guy that is essentially going to tell you you're not good enough.
New England did it with Tom Brady, and then he went to Tampa and won another Super Bowl.
They did, yes.
They did it to Bill Belichick.
Yes, they did. It's a great point.
They forgot about those 6 Super Bowls that those two won.
Yeah.
Right? Spoiled brat Boston fan.
Has he lost his edge? Can he not coach? You know, he's trying to run the operation. It's like, well, that seemed to work for a while.
Is it wrong that there's no city in America whose sports teams I root against more than Boston? Like, I don't want to say despise. That seems a little cruel and mean and unusual punishment. But I just don't like Boston fan. Mm-hmm. One of my dearest friends, Boston fan, loved him dearly. Hated he was a Red Sox, Celtic, Bruin, and Patriots fan. Hated it. I hated when his teams won. I did give him, though, when the Red Sox ended the curse of the Bambino and they beat the Cardinals, I called him and I said, congratulations. Now, I'm giving the PG version what I said. Now, shut up. I don't want you ever complaining about your teams ever again not winning a championship. Never again. And then, of course, the Red Sox had to go on to win a couple more World Series. But, yeah, there is no fan base that I despise more than spoiled brat Boston fan. So I would love nothing more than for the Cavaliers to shock the world and go in there and beat the you-know-what out of the Boston Celtics in this series. I would love nothing more. I would dance for days if the Cavaliers can knock the Celtics out of the Eastern Conference play. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a 6-game series. Going to be competitive. But I would love nothing more than to shut those whiny crybabies in Boston up with the Cavaliers beating the Celtics. I would enjoy it thoroughly. That was the great part of the LeBron era, is because LeBron could beat the Celtics.
They could beat everybody.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like, I took immense pleasure. And, oh, by the way, bad time to remind a Cav fan that Boston's why the Cavs didn't win in 2015. Kelly Olynyk. Yeah.
Bad time
to bring that up.
I'll never forget that, obviously.
I mean, I'm not saying I hold a grudge, but I hold a grudge.
It's still to this day. You still wonder what would happen. Also, Kyrie in the knee. Like, you do wonder about those things back in 2015.
I mean, as I get older, I'm supposed to become more patient and more tolerant and not. No, I find it's the exact opposite.
Well, this is why you got no shot in a series. I mean, look, no one's giving you a shot anyway. You're massive under.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dogs. But the fact that you do have Donovan Mitchell is why you even think you can keep it competitive and steal one of the first two games in Boston to make this interesting.
And if you can get Darius Garland to show up in one of these games.
But that all starts with Donovan, right?
I understand
that. If Donovan can't do that, I have no faith in anybody else. I have no faith in Darius Garland. You notice when Darius got things going in this series, finally in that fourth quarter, it's because Donovan was able to break down the defense as they started throwing a second guy at times, like a rover situation at him to get the ball out of his hands. That's when other guys were afforded the opportunity to step up. It starts with Donovan Mitchell. And so, so bizarre what I was seeing from fans who I think were just getting out in front of him potentially leaving. I think that's all it was. They were trying to trick themselves into thinking he wasn't good enough.
What if he shocks the world this summer and says, I'm in for the long haul. Give me that max extension.
I think we celebrate, at least for another year, the way the NBA works.
Is it a LeBron-worthy? Are you going to race into the studio on the midday show? Are you going to race into Baskin and Phelps? Are you going to call Baskin and Phelps in the middle of their show if Donovan commits with tears of joy and elation the way you did in 2014 when LeBron
said,
I'm coming home?
Honestly, I will be pretty excited because it would signify that a star player believes in this organization. And in the NBA, you need that. Because if you don't have that, if you don't have that buy-in, you've got nothing.
I don't think fans understand how hard in today's environment it is to build a successful NBA team. I really don't. I mean, considering, right, you went through two periods where LeBron basically left you at the altar. Right? And the organization had to go into rebuild, even though the second time around they were in denial. They gave Kevin Love that $125 million contract extension, which wasn't smart, but they did it, right? They were convinced they could keep winning without LeBron, and then they quickly found out, no, we can't, right? It's incredibly difficult. It's incredibly difficult without completely bottoming out and tanking and hoping you win the lottery, and that there is an actual superstar there to take atop the lottery to build a team with star players. And the only way to do it is through trades. And Kobe Altman, for those that have criticized his roster construction, for all of that, he has found who I believe to be three good players. I don't know that, you know, look, I think Darius Garland's a good player. Obviously, Evan Mobley is a good player. They're not as developed as I'd like them to be, but they are good players. Jared Allen was through a trade, basically nosed your way in to steal him from Brooklyn for basically nothing. You trade for Darius Garland, who basically cost your franchise over a five-year period, or I should say Donovan Mitchell with Utah, that basically cost you 5 years of your franchise's assets. But those are the trades you have to make when you have those opportunities. It is incredibly hard to put competitive NBA teams together. It's not as simple as you tank for 3 years and you go into the lottery every year. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, okay, they drafted three NBA MVPs. Three NBA MVPs. They drafted. Their front office did their job. They have zero championships to show for it. Zero. They couldn't win a championship despite drafting not one, not two, but three league MVPs. And they couldn't win a title. It's extremely hard in the NBA. So the Cavaliers, from my standpoint, what they did yesterday was phenomenal, and this franchise is where they should be.
This is why I didn't understand the mentality of people coming into this series saying, who cares? It's the Magic. Who cares? You're on Boston's side, so the season's over. Who cares? You have not been able to live up to the Donovan Mitchell hype machine and the expectations of when you trade. And I'm just like, it's the playoffs. It's the playoffs. In this town, when did we ever start taking the playoffs for granted?
That's spoiled by LeBron.
That was just the week leading up to the final, to this playoff round, and then the fans just seemed like they were apathetic about it. Not the fans that were in attendance. They were awesome all series long, even if they were booing the team, deservedly so at the start. Like, they brought it. Those fans were in. But for whatever reason, the callers, emailers, tweeters, people DMing me, my friends.
Your DMs were hot.
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. 216-474-0092.
Also why I keep my DMs closed.
You know what? I probably should keep them closed now. Not a single guy anymore. Josh and Berea, go ahead.
Let's go, Cavs. Let's go. I don't want to hear any negativity. I don't want to hear this team isn't tough. We just made history last night.
Josh,
that's the first time a team has come back on 18 in a game 7. That doesn't require toughness. That doesn't require a team to have no quit. Come on, guys. Everybody's a bunch of weirdos. I got a name ready to call out, even a caller. Mike from Akron, where you at? Where are you at? You said we were going to lose in Orlando and lose in Game 7. Put some respect on Orlando.
I don't think he's called the show today. There are some people missing, whether it's the callers. There are people silent on
the vacation.
I think there are some hosts who are missing.
Ken took a vacation. He knew why. He knew why. He could frame it any way he wants. He's been one of the most subtle. I'm not negative, but negative. I'm realistic on the cast. I don't care who you are. You're not a real Cavs fan if you didn't enjoy that last night. If you weren't jumping for joy and seeing Donovan Mitchell carry his teammates and keep them on their freaking, P's and Q's. Like, dude, this is what it's all about. This is what it's
all
about.
Can they steal one in Boston, Josh? Can they go down to Boston with not a lot of rest and go steal one against the hated Boston Celtics?
Absolutely, and one last thing. We could say, we could barely beat Orlando. But the two top teams in the Eastern Conference we played very well during this era of the Cavaliers has been the Celtics and the Bucks. Bucks are bounced. Later, Bucks. And we're going to take on the Celtics in 6. Watch it. I'm calling it right now. We're beating Boston in 6 in Cleveland. And I don't want to hear from all these other negative callers. I'm putting my name on it right now.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh.
Flip it.
Finally. He wants a flipping of the switch. Listen to that. All right. It took 2 hours, 36 minutes. Think about it this way.
How do you compete with that?
Well, he mentioned Milwaukee, bye-bye. Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra, the Miami Heat, bye-bye. Do you want to go in the Western Conference? Hey, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr. Light years ahead. Light years behind the Cavs right now.
Guess who's playing right now?
They're bye-bye.
Donovan Mitchell's playing, and guess who's not? LeBron James.
LeBron James, Anthony Davis, bye-bye. Darvin Ham, bye-bye. I mean, we could do this all day. The Clippers. I mean, there are a bunch of stars, a bunch of good teams, a bunch of coaches that everybody had ahead of J.B. Bickerstaff. They are all gone, and they can watch the Cavs and the Boston Celtics tomorrow, 7 o'clock. That's how you get excited. That is why the playoffs matter. That's the difference between winning and losing. And JB, we wondered about his future, and people are like, it's not just one series. One series doesn't change anything. Are we sure about that? Did you see who just got an extension this morning about 20 minutes ago? Jason Kidd, according to reports, just got an extension. You don't think one playoff series matters to organizations? Now, maybe you think that's a bad thing in this case.
Didn't JB get an extension before they lost in the play-in tournament?
I believe so.
Sad.
All right. 216-474-0092. Brown's schedule released on Thursday. This show had a homework assignment. We wanted a power ranking of sorts. What you're looking for when it comes to the schedule plus, we'll play some of the Tom Brady roast. Some of the jokes, apparently, we can air. We got the go-ahead. So we'll do that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.